time. And I've seen lots of cooking done on a fireplace, with a skillet and a lead. And, we didn't. We used a cook stove in my day.
Mm-hmm. Well, so this house, and it had one big room then, kind of with the side room. And
with a side room with a porch.
And the porch was on the front.
Yeah, that'd be the front of it. And the kind of at the back, because that's your side room, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, now, where would the cooking be done?
In this here side room.
Oh, I
that was the kitchen, part of the house. Mm-hmm. And it was they cooked and we ate in there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, in there. That's there. Yeah.
Oh, so that was kind of served like the kitchen more than.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, then now, like then the one big room, I guess you was having the combination.
We lived and slept.
Uh-huh.
Lived and slept.
What did you call that? Was a name for that big room?
Well, the living room. Maybe we'd call it the living room.
Back in those days.
Yeah, back in then. They'd call it the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And the side room would be called the kitchen or the.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they weren't all right away. There were some better houses back then. There's better houses here than that. There's a house standing out there in that part of the country now. It was a two-story house built in 96 after I was born. It's a white house, first white house I can ever remember out in that country.
Mm-hmm.
It's still standing. Nobody's living in it now. And there were some other much better houses than the one I was born and lived in up till we built the other house. And her houses come up about the same thing, too. Our grandmother Pollard and old Uncle Bill Pollard, they lived in a much better house than the most of folks. And the old Uncle Potter Forrest house was.
Mm-hmm.
It was a better house than the most of folks lived in back
in
that day.
Mm-hmm.
Here's
a picture. It's not the one, the grandpa one, but this is a thing, and I couldn't find that other.
Oh, yeah.
That's my grandpa Pollard's house.
Oh, that's the house.
Mm-hmm. Now,
oh.
This living room was large enough. You could set two beds this way and or turn them this way and then one in between them this way and have plenty of
oh.
20-some odd feet.
Yeah.
Oh, is this house still standing?
No, it's tore down, I think.
Yeah, it's
nobody
gone.
Lived there in a long time.
Oh, that's a big family. So is that Pollard descendants then?
No, that was well, part of them is. But this they had singing on Sunday evening.
Oh, I see.
And that was one of the evenings that they sung it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was after he died, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was after he died.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one that we were talking about. It was your step-grandfather.
Yeah.
Now I've got a half-uncle.
Well, that gets complicated when you get into the half-uncle.
Yeah,
And, you know, all those different things.
Yeah, it does. It does get you complicated.
I don't see him, but he is there.
It's that complication.
They had three children.
This half-uncle that you were talking about.
Yeah. There's two brothers and a sister in the family.
But Grandpa, I don't never remember him. I don't know when he died.
Mm-hmm.
I think he died in 96, I think.
Well, if he did,
I
wouldn't know.
No, I could be wrong, but I kind of believe I think that's when it was, 96. Our grandmother didn't die till 1913.
Oh,
that was her great grandmother.
Yeah, your great grandmother lived that long.
That's right.
Till the